I'll give you an example of an individual. We have one compact with the Department of Public Safety and Correctional Services. What the compact does is to provide funding so that when the individual gets out of prison, they go immediately into a program. They get drug treatment, they get support on literacy, housing, getting a job. This costs per year $8,000. The deal with the state is that if the prisoner agrees to go into the program, they can get out of prison earlier than they otherwise would have. Therefore, we save the state. Every day that person's not in prison, the state saves money, real money, not sort of theoretical money. That money is then used to fund the program at a far less rate and much higher success. So all the Joes that are in prison on a drug charge, you have to be an addict to be engaged in the public safety compact. You have to agree to be in the program. We have a 9% recidivism rate.
A 9% recidivism rate.
After 3 years. That's the marker. You have to be out for 3 years. A 9% recidivism rate for those that are in the program. It costs $8,000 instead of $39,000 a year. Once they graduate from the program, they're part of the network. There are mentoring programs. There's peer-to-peer networks. It creates safer neighborhoods. It frees up public dollars, both to sustain the alternative. There are many programs in Baltimore that work very, very well. Many of them go out of business because they cannot get the funding. Our funding is caught up in these systems that are very expensive and unfortunately produce very poor results.
So opportunity compacts are not just something that we can use for returning citizens. Opportunity
Correct.
Compacts are something that we can use for other public-private partnerships. Maybe you could talk a little bit about other ideas and other uses for opportunity compacts.
It really is. It's simply a formula. It's a formula that if you identify a problem that money's being spent to fix, and it's not, that's an opportunity to change the intervention. Safe and Sound has negotiated 3 compacts with the state, one for kids in foster care, one that prevents juveniles from going into incarceration, and then the public safety compact. To give you an idea of the magnitude, beginning in 2005 was the first compact our organization negotiated, and that was to get kids under the age of 5 who were put in foster care out faster. We have a family recovery.
When you say out faster, what do you mean out faster?
So generally, this was back in 2005, a child under the age of 5 put into foster care because they were abused. Would stay in a foster care home, or many, because they often go from home to home, almost 4 years. That cost the state close to $52,000 for that stay. And the child is released often back to the family of origin with detachment disorders. You know, not in very good shape.
That's $52,000 over 4 years, you said?
Yes. The program that helps the parent get clean and sober costs $10,000. And the child gets out anywhere, gets out earlier, released from foster care anywhere from 2 to 4 years earlier.
Isn't it just a little bit ironic that we spend whatever $52,000 is divided by 4, which is, you know, roughly $12,000
yeah.
a year on a foster care kid, we spend $39,000 a year to lock up an
right.
adult.
And we spend $86,000 to lock up a juvenile.
$86,000.
That's in state. $86,000 for a juvenile who generally in Baltimore City has been arrested about 13 times. They get arrested, they're sent home, nothing happens. When the, that was called the compact for juveniles, shows that if at the moment the judge says this child needs to be locked up, $86,000. The department and the judge can agree to put the kid in a compact-funded program.
And tell me about a compact-funded program for juveniles.
There are a couple. One is to address the issue. So why is the young person acting out? Why are they getting in trouble? And one of the most effective interventions that the campaign has used, we don't provide the services, we find good programs, is multisystemic therapy. It's a counseling program. It's been evaluated. Cost $10,000 a family. We worked with Baltimore County government. Instead of their kids being locked up, their kids were immediately, upon conviction, they don't call it conviction in the juvenile system, but upon the decision to send the child to a facility, eligible kids, and there's a whole, it's safe, so there's a, it's rigorous. Look at the factors of the kids and what kind of eligibility. Went right into multisystemic therapy. What is this? It's simply counseling for the whole family. It talks about, well, what is this behavior? What is this sort of confrontational reaction between parent and child? Why does the kid go out to the streets? And there are a couple reasons for that. One, there's nothing else to do. And two, he feels that there's a peer network out there. Multisystemic therapy is most effectively in giving both the kid and the parent tools to build their relationship in a positive way, so they're not always knocking heads, and helps to get the young person connected to positive institutions.
And what's the results in Baltimore County for that therapy?
We started we negotiated the compact in 2008. That year, there was a 92% success rate. At that time, 75% of the kids who were locked up went back again. So if I can just make it really stark, $86,000 to lock up a kid, of which 75% will come back, or $10,000 to counsel the young person and his family, and only 8% come back.
And that is a no-brainer. Why don't we do that in Baltimore City?
Well, we are doing most of these compacts. We are working in the city. We had one juvenile compact in the city. It was a terrific model. It was the Department of Human Resources put in some money. It was the same deal. Kids that were either aging out of foster care or going to be locked up. We had both the counseling and an apprenticeship for the young people. The apprenticeship program unfortunately imploded, and the compact was discontinued. We are working to create another compact where there are good alternatives for young people. Let me say this. The compact turns on two things. One, there's got to be a significant community problem that we're all concerned about. Crime, children being abused, young people that are failing out of school and ending up in prison. And it has to cost the state a lot of money, which all of them do.
Well, you would think that this would tie in Baltimore City very nicely with this whole community policing initiative.
Yes. Yes. I think the initiative that, as I understand, is the David Kennedy model that was initiated in Baltimore in the late 90s with great, great success. It was then tabled to introduce zero tolerance, which was not successful. And now I understand that David and his team is back working with Mayor Rawlings' Blake administration. And it does fit perfectly, because what the compact essentially says is we can do better. We can do better for less money for the exact same people that the state is forced to. It's not that the state it wants to hurt people, but over time, the only way we have been able to address these problems is to take people out of their communities and put them into institutions. We are encouraged. The state secretaries are all very supportive of the compact. Secretary of Corrections, DHR, as well as Juvenile Services. The interventions that we put in place instead of locking folks up are known. We know exactly what to do. You'll often hear, wow, you know, the amount of money it costs to lock up somebody, we could have sent them to Harvard. And that's true. The problem is, well, how do we move that money? And that's what the compact does. The compact shows how the money can be moved. It starts with finding a evaluated program that produces good results. It examines how much money the state is currently spending in the custodial program, whether it's juvenile care, foster care, prison. It figures out what system inside. How do you identify the folks that could get out earlier compared to those that really need to stay?
Well, really what it does is the Opportunity Compact creates a roadmap to create a cost-effective outcome in a creative way.
Correct.
And, you know, as we look at not incarcerating another generation of mm-hmm. African-American men in right. this city, we have to be creative about right. compacts in ways to truly fight that scourge. And
exactly.
It's very exciting. It seems
it also just follows basic human development. Our organization was founded with a grant from Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. Our work for the first 8 years was simply to put in citywide strategies that gave people the basic opportunities to succeed. What we found out is we couldn't sustain those programs. You know, healthy births, early childhood learning, after-school programs. We could not get money to keep the rec centers open. And so we said, well, where is the money? Where is our money for human beings that live in our city and our state? And that's when we found out it was in these custodial programs.
It's in running prisons. Tell us how our listeners can get involved, because I have a feeling that they will get energized by your ideas.
There are a couple ways to get involved. One is simply to contact our organization and let us send you the summaries of these compacts, because you may know people who would be eligible for a compact. There are people, we get most of our referrals for the prison compact come from people in the community. Parents, sisters, brothers, please, can my relative, my loved one get in the program? So that's the first thing.
Understand. And the website there is?
www.safeandsound.org.
Good.
Give us a call. We'll send that out. Give us a call if you have someone that you feel could be eligible for the program. The second is, if you are running a program and you are producing good outcomes and you are relying on grants every year, or bake sales, or big galas, give us a call. We will work with you to quantify what you're doing. We will examine the people that you have in your program in terms of what would have happened to them if you weren't there. That's basically it. What would happen if your program was in place? Would these folks be in prison or juvenile confinement? And we will help negotiate a compact agreement with the state.